This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock. Well, my name is Shweta Jananda and today we'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Friday, that is 6th of December. Well, conflicting signs from the US and China trade deal, a status quo stance from the Reserve Bank of India put brakes on the bull surge as both Sensex and Nifty 50 closed the week with losses of about 1%. Now, the Nifty 50, which hit a record high of 12,158 last week, failed to hold on to the momentum and closed with losses of 1.1% for the week ended December 6th. Now, for the Sensex, it hit a record high of 41,163 last week, ended with losses of around 0.85% for the week ended 6th of December. Now, let's look at the final tally for Friday. Well, Sensex fell 334 points or 0.82% to close at 40,445, while the Nifty 50 ended with losses of 0.8% to 11,921 on Friday. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in telecom space, while selling pressure was witnessed in the rate-sensitive stocks such as public sector, auto, finance, realty, and power index. Now, the broader market did underperform. Now, the mid-cap index fell 1.2%, while the small-cap index was down by 0.86% on Friday. Now, experts are of the view that selling was largely seen in the rate-sensitive pack after the RBI policy outcome. In fact, the consolidation may well continue in the coming week as well, but 11,700 to 11,800 levels are likely to act as crucial bit of support for the Nifty 50. Now, if you look at the gainers, JSW Steel, Kotak Mahindra Bank, and Bharti Infratel were the top Nifty gainers. And in terms of losers, Zee Entertainment, SBI, and Yes Bank topped the losers list. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors which remain in focus. Well, sectorally, the telecom index rose 0.2%, while the selling pressure was seen in the public sector index, which fell 2.3%, followed by the auto index, which was down 1.78%, and the realty index closed lower by 1.3%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like Voltas, RBL Bank, DV's Laboratories, Pidilite Industries, Dr. Reddy's, as well as Century Textiles. Now, long buildup was seen in stocks like Equitas, Berger Paints, Bharti Infratel, while short buildup was seen in stocks like RBL Bank, Apollo Tires, and Dish TV. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, PSU Bank actually bled the most. In fact, the PSU Bank shed up to 6% on December 6th after RBI paused in slashing interest rates. In fact, Central Bank of India, SBI, PNB, Union Bank, Bank of Baroda, and Canara Bank were the top losers. Vodafone Idea was the next stock which was in focus. In fact, the company share price fell by 5% on December 6th after Chairman Kumar Mangalam Birla said Vodafone Idea will shut down if the government does not provide any relief. Yes Bank was also in focus. In fact, the private sector lender was down by about 10% after Moody's downgraded the bank's rating and assigned a negative outlook. Gati also plunged 5% and All Cargo Logistics added 3% on December 6th after the latter acquired majority stake in the courier company. Bascon Engineering is another stock which was in focus. In fact, the share price gained more than 3% on December 6th after the company won an order from the Airports Authority of India. From the banking space, Andhra Bank was in focus. In fact, the share price shed over 3% after the Reserve Bank of India imposed a penalty of around about 25 lakhs. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed technically or in terms of technical charts. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily candlestick charts but managed to close above its crucial support at 11,900. Now, the index closed below 20 days moving average and also 13 days exponential moving average. Now, in the next couple of trading session, if Nifty slips below 11,888, which is the intraday low in Friday's trading session, then the correction shall initially get extended to 11,800 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, they feel that the upside is likely to remain capped around about 12,081. So, three levels to watch out for in the coming week or on Monday would be 11,888. That will be a crucial support. On the higher side, 12,081, that will be your first resistance. And the crucial bit of resistance is still placed at 12,158. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
And now a
forward or a subscription product, Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.